Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I am your guest host today, Jeremy Carroll, and I have one of my good friends with me today. Kayla Stevens is, Kayla and I have been working together for a long time, actually many of our years together at Lifeway. The vast majority of them have been together, and Kayla is joining us to talk about something very, very important to kids ministry, and we'll get to that in just a second. But Kayla, great to have you with us here on the Kids Ministry 101 podcast this week.
Thanks, Jeremy. It's glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
So Kayla, our topic today is we want to talk about the different ways that we can handle Bible study within our kids ministries. We'll get to the topic here and talk about that, unpack that in just a minute. But what I'd love to hear from, have our listeners hear from you is along our topic lines, what is one of your earliest memories or an early memory, doesn't have to be earliest, but an early memory of you, what you remember about engaging with the Bible?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love it so much. So I can remember really early on, one of my early memories as a young kiddo was actually in a midweek service. And it was actually really integral to me coming to faith. I had kind of grown up in the church and was familiar with the Bible. My parents taught me about the Bible. And it was in this midweek time where it was always a little bit more relaxed. It wasn't, you know, I didn't have to put on a cute little dress and hair bows and things like that. And so it was always nice to be relaxed at church, and that was always really fun. But getting opportunities to really open our Bibles, and I was really grateful for leaders who helped me know how to open my Bible and know how to read my Bible, and it led me to a lot of questions. And so we also did fun stuff. I don't know why I remember like coloring on. I don't know if you ever did this, but where you like put something underneath the paper and then you color on top of it and it reveals the picture. So that was one of my early memories of church. I remember doing that. But in the midst of that, as I'm coloring, I'm also learning about God and learning about the Bible. And so, so this conversation is really important to me and not just in a professional sense, but also really personal to me because it's something that was really influential and the Lord really used in my faith and my faith journey. So, yeah.
That's great. I one of the things that we know in within Lifeway Kids, because we've done some research around this topic, is how important it is for kids to engage scripture from early on. And one of the things that Kayla, you and I have had the opportunity to, which is why I feel like you're perfect to have this conversation with me today, is There are a variety of ways that we can engage scripture when we're adults or with kids. But in your role specifically, you've been on the podcast a number of times, but just as a refresher, some of our listeners may not know that you have a role. It's relatively new role. You've only been in it about a year, where you are a team leader of our kids discipleship team, but also our brand new resource called Hi-Fi. You are the team leader of that. And within Hi-Fi and within Kids Discipleship, our short-term Bible studies, we have approached the Bible and Bible study in particular a variety of ways across the products that you and I have released over the last several years. And so I think your history within Lifeway gives you great insight to how do we engage kids with scripture? How do we get them to study the Bible? How do we get them to love the Bible? Ultimately, we want them to love God. And so we know that if we get them to be passionate about what the Bible says and to care deeply about what Scripture says, that is going to lead them to the place of loving God with their heart, soul, mind, and strength, because it's through the Bible that God reveals himself. Now, because the Bible is such a vast book of all different kinds of things, there are a variety of ways that we can approach Bible study. There's not just one way. There's not just one way for adults, and there's not just one way for kids. And so because of that, we want to talk about some of these ways. But before we get into the what, let's talk, or the how, let's talk about the why. let's talk, why is it so important? And I referenced the research a little bit ago. You may have some of that at your fingertips, but why is it so important for kids' ministries to prioritize teaching the Bible? And I know that may sound like some of our listeners are like, why would you ask such a silly question? But it's something we need to wrestle with as kids' ministry leaders, that one of our primary goals of our kids' ministries needs to be engaging kids with scripture, that like it's part of the Great Commission, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded. Well, part of teaching them to obey is understanding the scripture. That's the teaching part of that. And so, let's go to that question. Why? Why is it important for kids' ministries to prioritize teaching kids the Bible?
Yeah, that's such an important question. And you're right. Sometimes it seems like an obvious question because we're in kids ministry and we do this day in and day out. Of course, we love the Bible. Of course, we know that it's important for kids to know their Bibles. But I think it's also important to remind ourselves of the why. And so I appreciate mm-hmm. your question a lot. So one of the things that couple of things come to mind. One, we know from some research that Lifeway Research has done, that we've kind of done some surveys and helping understand what are the spiritual impacts, what are that adults now have, what were the things that happened mm-hmm. in their childhood that led to spiritual health, spiritual growth, spiritual maturity as adults. And the biggest one is that kids regularly read their Bibles, mm-hmm. not they went to church, not they ate dinner together as a family. All of those things are important. But the top of the list is that they read their Bibles regularly as a child. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that that was the biggest spiritual indicator, and also knowing on the flip side, the percentage of kids who are actually reading their Bibles regularly right now is about 29%. Mm. And so I think that it's an important conversation for us to have, because we know that what we do in these foundational years as Kidmin leaders and how we teach kids to read their Bibles, open their Bibles, study it, own it for themselves, has a lasting impact, not only on their lives, but their kids' lives, their spouses' lives in the future. Like it touches so many things. And so it's important for us to remember that is the number one spiritual indicator for healthy spiritual adults. And in kids' ministry, we don't just look to fifth grade or sixth grade. Like we look way beyond to the future of these kids' lives and trust the Holy Spirit to work in their lives for years and years to come, long after they leave our ministries. And so the foundational work that we can do and pour into kids now, I think is really important to help them own their faith and to help them have resilient faith, not to necessarily have all the answers, but to know where to go to find the answers. So I think that's one part of that.
Oh yeah. And I think you're right on the cusp of something that I know is boiling in you to say, because I've talked to you enough to know that it is important for the long term of a child's life to engage in scripture now. One of the reasons it's so important is because the vast number of voices that kids hear from around them, the culture that's speaking into them, there's so much coming into their minds and into their hearts and into their lives, so many different ways. We have another resource that, so you just referenced Nothing Less. We have another book that just came out last fall, Flip the Script. And we talk about some of these voices and the voices of the culture that are really pervading the minds and hearts of kids. And if we want to counteract that, those voices, we need to help them go to the voice of God, which is the Word of God in Scripture. So talk us a little bit about that. What do we learn in Flip the Script about these external voices that are from the culture, and how the Bible is so important, such an important voice to teach kids about now?
Yeah, I appreciate you setting that up and asking that question. Yes, culture is what's happening in our culture is such an important conversation, and it's one that I could talk about for a very long time, but I won't. There are so many voices, particularly in the culture of Gen Z and Gen Alpha, which is where our kids are in our ministries. And they're different than the voices that we heard 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And so things like, you know, things that might be familiar are, you know, I'm gonna live out my truth. Or, you know, if they're talking about themselves as a brand, or they think that Jesus being the only way may seem intolerant, celebrating others regardless of their behavior. You know, there's so many different voices from our culture that are leading kids internally to really wrestle with who they are and their identity. And the voices in culture are often telling them they are supposed to define who they are, that the definition of who they are as their self is supposed to come from within. And so as they're hearing all these different voices in culture, it gets really messy and tangled to try to figure out what is true. Is there any real absolute truth, or am I just making it up? Is it fluid as I go? And so I think that it's really important in teaching kids the Bible, in helping them go to the source of truth, the source of life, to mm-hmm. find what is true and what is true versus what is a half truth or what is not true. Unfortunately, a lot of times in culture, what is familiar and what is often repeated is sometimes interpreted as what is the truth. And unfortunately, sometimes it's just familiar. It's something we've just heard, but it's actually not true at all. And so giving kids the tools in their tool belt to really uncover and understand how to sift through these voices on their own is really important. Tim Elmore, who is an author I know we both really enjoy learning from, he has a book called Marching Off the Map, where he talks about how kids are no longer coming to us for the answers, right? They have artificial intelligence for that. They go to Siri or they go to Google. They go other places to find answers. But where they come to adults is to help them interpret the answers that they're finding. So I think that's why our jobs as Kidmin leaders is so valuable and so important, that as kids are coming to us to help them interpret the answers they're finding, that we are pointing them to scripture, pointing them to the Bible, and giving them the tools to find the answers for what they're looking for.
That's true. That's so true. And I you're right. I love Elmore's comment of kids today don't need us for information, but they do, whether they know it or not, need us for interpretation. And so we need to posture ourselves as kids ministry leaders to help them weigh the voices of the culture against the voice of the one true God. And so we need to be doing that and helping kids interpret what they're hearing all around them. So with that, let's jump into the how. So there, I would argue that there's not really a right or wrong way to study the Bible. There are ways that may be more effective, and there may be ways that resonate better with kids than other ways. But because, again, as I said earlier, the vastness of the scripture, it's got multiple genres and multiple books and multiple time periods and all of the different things that are contained in scripture, there are a variety of ways for us to approach studying the Bible with kids. And how do we help kids to start to process what the Bible is all about? So let's run through a few of those. Let's just kind of run through a list. What are some that are on the top of your head? What are some of those ways of studying the Bible?
Yeah, I think chronologically is one that pops out pretty quickly. I think we've seen that in a lot of different ways of how kids study the Bible, is from cover to front cover, from Genesis to Revelation, and helping kids see the big story of what the Bible is all about. So I think that's one. Studying the Bible topically, you know, whether you're studying something about prayer, or maybe you're studying something about, you know, what the Bible is all about, or, you know, there's a lot of different ways of topics and looking at different topics that kids would need to study and understand that give answers to what the Bible says. Studying by genre is one that might be helpful, and studying through Old Testament books and New Testament books, studying by books of the Bible, or looking at different people of the Bible. So maybe there's a study and we're studying Abraham. And so we're looking through, you know, the story of Abraham in the Old Testament, but then there's some references to Abraham in the New Testament. And so Yeah. So those are some that kind of pop out to me as some of the primary ways that we've seen that happen.
That's great. And we could go other directions. We could go individual digging in by book. We could go into digging in to verse or reading plans. We can study the names of God across all of Scripture, or even those thematic things across Scripture, like the covenants of God or the life of Jesus. So we can do these more thematic or event related types of things. There's all kinds of ways. And each one of those have their value. Now, we could probably do an entire podcast on each single one of those ways of studying the Bible. And listeners, you probably already know at Lifeway, we have lots of resources that handle the Bible in these different ways. So if there's one particular way you think is the best one, if you're not already using that resource from Lifeway, then that may be something you want to look at. And you could find out those kinds of resources, the vastness of our resources at lifeway.com/kids. So just lifeway.com/kids will take you there. But one of the things I want us to do, and a lot of our kids ministries are already prioritizing studying the Bible. That's their primary teaching hour, usually Sunday morning for most ministries. And they're using one method of studying the Bible. And it could be, again, you mentioned chronological, could be the Gospel Project for Kids, a great way to study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, see how the Bible fits together as one big story. It's a great way to do it. But then we talk about other ministry programming in our schedule. So a lot of times we may have a midweek opportunity for studying the Bible, and there's value in continuing what we do on Sunday morning. But sometimes when we know that audience of our kids ministry on a Wednesday night, for example, is maybe it's a different kind of audience. It's either more outreach based because we're busting in kids or something like that, or maybe it's because it's our core group of faithful kids and families who are always there on Wednesday night, and we know that maybe they're ready for something a little bit deeper. We might want to choose to use a different way of studying the Bible, a different resource that uses a different way of studying the Bible to drop into that midweek time slot. And so one of the resources that Lifeway has had for many, many years, is one of our, what we would call legacy brands. It's been around for a long time, is our Teen Kid resource. Earlier, Kayla, I mentioned that you are the team leader of our kids' discipleship, and Team Kid fits into your team, your the resources that your team produces. And you and I have had the opportunity to work on. I think we're on our fourth edition now that we're releasing, sixth edition, something like that. That you and I have worked on and produced together. But what I want to, these last couple of minutes of our podcast, one of the things I want to do is I want to highlight something that some of our listeners may not be aware of. And that is, within this Teen Kid resource that we have, it's typically fits in a midweek time slot, could be fit other places. But we actually have a variety of editions of Teen Kid that actually handle the Bible differently depending on what which edition you choose. And so walk us through from a high level, from our older ones to our more current ones, the ones we just refreshed and released last year. Walk us through, what are some of the ways that Teen Kid handles the Bible some of our different editions?
Yeah. So with Teen Kid, there's our foundational, kind of core foundational volumes that we have. So things like Catching Air, Going Vertical, Setting the Pace, those volumes are specific to helping kids understand who God is, what the Bible is, who Jesus is. And so they're really broad one-year curriculums that kind of help kids go deeper into understanding more about the foundational elements of God and Jesus in the Bible. The deeper discipleship, that next three would be All In, Level Up, and then Follow Through. And that's kind of that next level of discipleship with kids. And so with All In, we cover spiritual disciplines with kids. And what does it look like, not just to know about who God is, but actually reading my Bible and praying and, walking through some of those spiritual disciplines with kids. Level Up is kind of talks to kids in a kid-friendly way of apologetics and asking questions like, did the resurrection really happen? How can we know what's really true? You know, if God is good, why do these bad things happen? And so it's kind of a next level of helping kids ask good questions and then going to the Bible to find the answers. And then Follow Through And that's more about living out your faith. And so we talk with kids about, what does it look like to practically love people around you? What does it look like to live into the boldness of your identity in Christ? And so those are some of those deeper discipleship level of volumes. And then we have just recently kind of done a refresh and looked at going through Teen Kid from a new perspective and looking at different genres of the Bible. And so the good news is the volume that was released this last year, it covers a whole year walking through the life of Jesus and walking through the Gospels with the intention of a couple of things. Of one is helping kids walk slowly through scripture. And so helping them take think about it, a full year of content just in four books of the Bible, just in looking at who Jesus is, why he came, why he did miracles the way he did. What was his purpose in that? You know, Jesus says, I came to proclaim the kingdom of God. Well, what does that mean? And so really helping kids walk slowly through this genre to help them see and understand the point of Jesus's ministry, the intentionality of Jesus's story and how he did things in a very practical and valuable way that led all the way up to crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. And so that's a really fun one to walk through. With this new volume, something that's new and a little bit different is we're taking some time to teach kids about the Bible authors and kind of walking through, well, who is Matthew? Who is Mark? Who is Luke? What are some things that we know about these people from the Bible? And then also helping them understand how to study a Bible book. What are some themes that come out of this particular book that we can understand and know? If we're going to study a verse in the Bible, looking at that verse a little bit more deeply, not just to memorize it, but to understand what it says, maybe looking at it in different translations. And so, so those are some fun things with this new edition of Teen Kid, where we're focusing in for a full year on a genre to really help kids go a little bit deeper in how they study the Bible. So some fun stuff coming up.
That's so good. So that's Teen Kid Good News that came out last year. We have another one, and I'm going to give you just a little tease here. Hopefully we'll be able to do another episode later on that will talk a little bit more about studying the Bible this way. And that is, I mentioned through themes such as the covenants of God. And so we're releasing in just a few months from when this episode airs a brand new Teen Kid called Teen Kid Faithful Promises that goes into the Old Testament and looks at the promises, the covenants of God that God made with his people. Ultimately, because we want kids to see their faithfulness or God's faithfulness, right? We want them to see God's faithfulness to us across generations and generations. And because God has been faithful in the scripture, we know that we can trust them to be faithful today to us. And that's coming out in June 2023. And so we're excited about that. But we'll have more information a little bit about that later. If you want to hear listeners or if you want to hear anything about our Teen Kid editions, if Teen Kid is something you've never heard of before, or if you've been using the same edition of Teen Kid for a while, you can find out all about our Teen Kid editions at lifeway.com/teenkid. That's lifeway.com/teenkid, all one word, no spaces, no dashes, just all one word, Teen Kid. And you can find out all currently 8 of our editions of Teen Kid that are out there, including the one for pre-order that's coming out in a few months. Kayla, thanks for being here. This is a great conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. I really enjoy getting to dig in and talk more about how we get to help kids really own their faith, know more about Jesus and the Bible, and find out the answers of where truth is. So thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. Listeners, we're grateful for you as always that we can have this conversation with you. Maybe you picked up something or maybe you were reminded of something today that you hadn't thought about in a while. But thank you for the work that you're doing about leading kids to scripture, ultimately then leading kids to Jesus and the work that you're doing. And we're grateful, listeners, that you partner with us and allow us to resource you in ministry and be partners with you in ministry. We're looking forward to connecting with you on another edition soon here at the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. We'll see you then.